Time to talk some arena football. We've got with us the head coach of the Cleveland Gladiators, Steve Tunn, on the line this morning. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, it's good news for the Gladiators, coming off the best single-season record in franchise history and arena football history, finishing with 17-1. What happened with that one loss? What do you remember about that?
Oh, that's what you're going after.
Yeah, well, you know, we really don't think about that loss too much. So I think it was good. Actually, I think it really was good for us at that time because I think we were 9-0 and we went to Pittsburgh and had the loss there. So, you know, you never want to lose a game, but I think it was good for us at that time just to kind of refocus and, you know, hey, we're not going to go undefeated this year, but let's refocus and get back at it. And I think the guys did a great job of doing that.
Well, you've been involved in the Arena Football League for a number of decades now. What is it so special about this team that they were able to create such a record?
You know, I think it's a couple things. I think we had a we had a good group of guys. Even though our record wasn't great last year, we had a good group of guys, a good core group of guys that we really wanted to bring back this year, and we did that. And then we added a lot of good AFL veteran type guys that have played one or two years in arena football that, hey, we think these guys can be, you know, pretty good players. They got 1 year of experience. They know the game now. So we went after those guys in the offseason. And, you know, putting those two groups of guys together, I mean, they blended great. Obviously, we got some good talent and good character guys, and they just really kind of keep fighting to the finish.
Steve, for people who have not been to an arena league game, how would you describe it to somebody who's never seen one?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's no, you know, I've been in arena football now 25 years, and I've never really had anybody go to a game and leave and go, oh, that wasn't any fun. Everybody likes arena football. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of scoring. You're so close to the action. I think that's one of the biggest, you know, usually you go to a football game and you're, even up in the stands, you're still 40, 50 yards away. I mean, here, you got guys being tackled basically into your lap. So you're still close to the action. You see all the hit and you see all the, you can hear everything. So I think just all the action, all the scoring, and just being so close to it makes it such an exciting game for the fans.
You mentioned about hearing it. I think that's one thing that gets lost sometimes on, you know, larger stadiums or whatever with football. When you're up close and you hear that, I mean, that really takes you, your senses right into the game.
It really does, and just hearing the hitting, and plus you can hear the players talking to each other. I mean, a lot of times you don't know what goes on in a football game. There's so much that goes on, calling the play and checks and what guys are saying, I mean, and some of the trash talk and everything else that goes on. So just being so close to the action, it really gets you into it.
One of the things this season that really got things going was a change up at quarterback. Talk about the change, how it happened, and a little bit about Shane Austin.
Sure. You know, going into it, we had Chris Dieker coming back from last year, and Chris had played 7 or 8 games for us last year, so we had a pretty good quarterback going into it. And then we had a chance to get Shane in the offseason. He started the last 3 games for Pittsburgh Power last year, and he sent us highlight tape, and of course, a highlight tape always looks pretty good, but you just tell that Shane got rid of the ball quick, made good decisions, was accurate, so I said, hey, we got to get this guy. So it was good to get Shane, and he had a great training camp. I mean, he came in, we didn't know, besides the film, we didn't know a lot about him, but he had a great training camp. And I always say it's not so much that Chris played bad, it's just that Shane was playing so good. And when Chris faltered just a little bit there at the beginning, and Shane came in, he just played great. I mean, he really came in, played great, led us to a win. And so it's been great to have Shane. Again, he's right now he only has 1 year of arena football under his belt total right now starting games. So he's actually still learning. He's still getting a lot better day by day.
These games, Steve, are typically pretty high scoring, but your defense has been very tough down the stretch, especially late in games. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, our defense has played great. I mean, we are a physical group, and that's what we want to be. We have physical DBs. They like to hit. So, you know, we've done a good job this year of playing a lot of zone, keeping things underneath us, make it hard for the other teams to score. And we've done a great job on defense. And like you said, at the end of games, you know, our defense has come up big a lot. You know, we've had some huge, dramatic finishes, which is, you know, great. But a lot of that has come because we've gotten a stop on defense or, a turnover late in the game, and then we capitalize. So Our defense is playing great, and again, like you said, there's a lot of scoring in arena football, but you still need to get some critical stops.
You've been involved in arena football, as Bruce said, for a long time. What advice do you have for young men who might want to pursue that kind of career?
You know, it's a I've been in it 20-some years, so you look at it, it's a great sport. I mean, it's a great game, and you got to take it for what it is. It isn't the outdoor game, it isn't the NFL, but it's a great sport, and it's a great game to come watch, and it's a great game to play. So you look at a lot of guys, you know, there's, you know, I say it every year, in a month or so, each NFL team's going to cut 20 or 30 guys. Well, there's, that's 600-700 pretty good football players out there wanting to play football. So there's a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of guys that want to keep playing, want to keep their dream alive. So, you know, we just say, hey, when you're here, you're all Cleveland Gladiators. Whatever happens to you, and if you can get to the next level, great. But, you know, for those guys that are 23, 24, 25 years old that, hey, maybe you're not making it in the NFL and you want to keep playing football, arena football is a great sport to play.
It gives them, obviously, still that connection to that sport which they've grown up playing and love, and it gives them an opportunity to continue playing. You guys are going to be playing against Philadelphia. Talk a little about your opponent and how you see yourself working maybe through the playoffs.
You know, Philadelphia is going to be tough. We know that going in the last 2 years. They've been in the championship game. So, it, you know, they have a lot of talent. We've had two great games against them. We've beaten them last play of the game both times. So we know it's going to be a tough game going in. You know, they'll be ready for us and we'll be ready for them. There's not going to be too many secrets anymore. You played a team twice already. So, you know, it's going to be a big game for us. You know, we're excited. When you get to the playoffs, you have to play whoever's there. So really it doesn't matter who's there. We got to play them and we got to beat them. So, we're happy to be at home in front of our fans, and hopefully we'll come out of there with a victory.
And each time you do win, because you had the best record, you will continue to be playing at the Q then, right?
Yeah, it is, and that's why we wanted to keep, you know, last week we were trying to decide, hey, we had things clinched, but we still had that opportunity to clinch home field all the way through the Arena Bowl. So we just felt like, hey, we got to keep winning. We want to go strong into the playoffs and do everything we can to keep home field all the way through.
If you do go all the way through it, and I know as a coach you like to just look at the next opponent and not worry about too much past that, when does the Arena Bowl actually take place?
The Arena Bowl is the 23rd, I believe. So there's two rounds of playoffs this week and next week, and then they take a week off, and then the Arena Bowl will be the 23rd. And like you said, we, you know, our motto all year has just been 1-0, and our guys have done such a great job of just concentrating on the next game. And really, right now, we're just focused in on this game. And if we can get this one, then we can go 1-0 again next week.
That's good. Well, we wish you good luck, and thanks for joining us this morning. Steve Tunn, head coach of the Cleveland Gladiators. Have a good game this coming Saturday. Appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, guys.